This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is the chairman of the board. He is Angelo DeRosa, and he's with Sterling Consolidated Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol STCC. Angelo, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Ed. Thank you.
You know, last time I had you on the show was around November. And so tell me, did sales increase? How are we improving sales? You know, now we're in 2017, and the stage is yours. If you would, maybe give a little bit about statement of what your company does.
Okay, well, we're a wholesale gasket and seal supplier to the automotive industry, and it's been very quiet. Last year was a very quiet year in our industry, and I wasn't the only one. All of our customers were complaining about last year. They were off anywhere from 8 to 14%. We were off 10%, but we did some cost cutting. We saw this coming. We did a lot of cost cutting in June of last year, and we were able to weather the storm. So to speak, from June until about November, and then it just started to turn around again. One of the biggest things we did was we bought a packaging machine for one of our customers, and we started up on that in December, which I have been doing personally, running the machine. And in the month of January, they tripled their sales with us. So it's been a very positive output for us having this machine doing the packaging for this one customer. Now we just got to go out and find a few more customers for the machine because, as of today, we're all caught up with their orders. I got no orders to fill with.
You know, your market cap is around 1.4 million. Your stock's around 3.5 cents.
Right.
You have a very small float. Correct me if I'm wrong. Your float's around 5.7 million shares. It sounds like you guys are undervalued for a company that's been around for 40 years.
Well, closer to 50 years. Around 49. This is our 49th year this year. I have been an advocate of how low I personally fight. I've been trying to get the stock up. So in the last month, because of what happened with our sales took off in January, and we had the second greatest month we've ever had in January. This month of January just went by, and it's been very, very successful, and I'm really happy about it. Getting the stock going is I've been promoting the stock myself with my friends and people in my community.
Right.
And they're all coming back and saying, yeah, we want to buy it, but there's nobody out selling it. So I have to put that back on the drawing board. So, and they want to buy it. So there's been some activity in the last couple of weeks, which hasn't happened in a while. And it's moved the stock from a penny and a half up to 3.5 cents, but nobody wants to sell. So I got to do some going back to the drawing board on that one.
Do you have a market maker for your stock?
Not yet. No. I've been holding back because, number one, I wanted to get the company to profitability, number one. And number two is the bank. The bank sort of has this covenant that we haven't met, and we're trying to get the covenant met this quarter, which we think for 2016 we got the covenant met. And I'm waiting for my accountant to come in today or tomorrow. And we'll finalize that. If we have the covenant met, then it's going to loosen up some purse strings for us to get some cash going, to get this thing going again. So that's where we stand on that.
2015, 2014, 2013, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, your revenues were around $6 million, maybe a little bit higher than that.
Right.
How did you guys do in 2016?
2016, we did $5.7 million. And we had before taxes, I think we showed a profit of about $50,000. And then, of course, if they're doing the taxes and they do the depreciation and amortization, drops it down to a loss. I think we're going to show a loss for 2016 of only about $53,000, if I'm correct. And the month of January, this month, is our second highest sales month we've had. I can tell you right now, we had the highest profitability month we've ever had because of our cost cutting.
With the Trump administration, is that going to help you?
Can we talk? I don't want to talk politics here, but since he's been in office, my sales have exploded. Let's put it that way. Okay, we're actually out of inventory, having because some of our vendors are on vacation. We're scrambling to get parts domestically because we can't satisfy the demand right now, which is good.
You bring up a good question. You know, domestically, are we penetrating anything internationally yet?
Internationally, going to be. I have my reservations about what's going to happen internationally on the political market.
But are we shipping? Are we shipping any of your hydraulic or pneumatic sales out to other countries?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I do. I go to South America. We ship it to Brazil, Chile.
And what's your forecast for 2017 for the international market?
I don't see my biggest market isn't internationally. That's just. You know, that's just like a small part of my business. My biggest business is domestically in the automotive aftermarket, any automotive OEM market. We just got approval from a small company called BMW, and the other company's Mercedes, and the third one I think is Audi. We're going to be supplying a yellow O-ring to be used on the gas cap door, the gas nozzle door on all those automobiles for next year.
Wow.
That's in the works right now. Yeah, it's not a large dollar amount order, but it's going to be 3 million parts a year, which is nice.
My guest today is Angelo DeRosa. He is the chairman of the board of Sterling Consolidated Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol STCC. So, Angelo, so where do we go from here in 2017?
Right now, we're doing very well. Financially, we're okay, but our orders right now, we've got a backlog of more than we had at any time last year of an influx of new orders. We've got a nice 3-month supply right now of orders to get us through, let's say, April of this year if we didn't get another order. So I'm pleased about that. But in the outlook is we've got our eye on this one company in New Jersey, and they are willing to talk to us about selling. So I've put that on the burner till we get through this first quarter, and then I'm going after them, lock, stock, and barrel. And they're right; they're only 45 minutes from here. They're in the same business we are, and they're smaller than we are, considerably, but they're very profitable. So I'm going after them, and they're willing to talk to us.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Last time you and I talked around September or November, one of your growth strategies was M&A, mergers and acquisitions.
Correct.
You're looking for small mom-and-pop companies to buy from and then bring them into the fold right there. Are you using any of your stock to buy some of these companies? Because, you know, mom-and-pops are...
No, I can't. The stock's price is too low.
Okay.
The stock price too. That's why I've been talking to my friends and everybody, get the stock going, start buying it, because we get the stock price up to 30 cents, 30, 40 cents a share, 50 cents a share. I can buy six companies without a problem, but I don't have the cash flow in Sterling to go out and buy a $2 million company and plump down $750,000 to buy this company. And then I have no cash to run my business.
Exactly.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
I would like to put maybe $350 down and give them $350 in stock. But at 3.5 cents a share, they don't even consider it. That's my dilemma right now.
Right. My guest today is Angelo DeRosa. He is the chairman of Sterling Consolidated Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under ticker symbol STCC. Angelo, in closing here, is there anything that that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
No, I'm very happy with what I see right now. I realize we've had 4 years of a downtrend in sales. Now we're picking back up. My forecast for 2017 is about 6.5 million as opposed to 5.7 million. That may even go more, but February is going to be a big indicator of that. Based on what we did in January, if we can hold our own, what we did in January of this year, and carry that forward to February and March, we're going to have a fantastic first quarter of this year. Then I can go out. After that, I can go out and seek that other company, and I'll be very, very pleased. Then we'll get into that $9-10 million area, which we should be.
Right, Sterling Consult.
Our stock prices should be up in 50 cents.
Absolutely. Our company that we're highlighting today, spotlighting, is Sterling Consolidated Corp. and the chairman is with us, Angelo DeRosa. I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're going to check back with you guys in about 40 days to see how things are going and then see if we got any more backlog orders.
I hope so. And thank you for having me.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.